Richard Pascoe's here, the Adelaide Tech guy. Good morning.
Dan, morning, Lockie. Morning, Anthony. Morning, listeners. What's Chisel chat?
We're going to talk about Cole Chisel.
Oh, okay.
Well. So some new stuff coming out. It's going to be released on Friday.
I thought you might be talking about the Tool.
No. No.
And that's not a euphemism for Cole Chisel either.
There. He's up. Yeah, electronic prescriptions now available from the doctor.
They are. So I went to the doctor the other day, and she explained it's just rolled out there. So when you go to the doctor, we used to get the paper ones that were going along and trying to decipher the doctor's handwriting on there as well. What they do with this one, they actually send an SMS to your phone. You tap that when you go to the chemist. It pulls up your prescription on the screen with a QR code inbuilt into it. And they just go along and get your prescription and it all comes over. It's known that it's for you. You're not handling paper anymore, which I think is a really good thing out there as well. So this is just for people with smartphones before your switchboard gets inundated with people out there. I just think it's a good idea if you've got a smartphone to do this because you don't, I don't know about you, but have you ever lost a paper prescription?
I think we all have, Richard Pascoe.
Yeah, they get lost.
They get lost, don't they? They really do. So it's a good way of going along and doing it. Far better for handling and things like that. It's good for things like telehealth services as well, which I take advantage of sometimes because I'm on the road. So, you know, just to phone into the doctor, they just message it straight to my phone. So I think it's a good idea.
Now, QR codes, you mentioned them then. We've spoken about these briefly the past week or so. Lockie, let's find out what they really are, what they do and how they come about, Richard Pascoe.
I was out on Saturday night, just a very quick story, and there was somebody in front of me trying to check in, but all I was doing was, and I talked to them afterwards, they said, I can't be bothered checking in, so I just take a photo of the QR code and they think I've checked in. Not the thing to do, people, let me tell you. And that person was actually quickly pulled up as well by the establishment that I was in. They were invented by a Japanese manufacturing company in 1994. They were designed because they're quicker to scan and can contain far more information. So the square has got black and white spots. The camera can identify the spots. And in those spots are encoded numbers. So barcodes contain around 20 characters. QR codes can contain 7,000 characters in there. That's why with the things we were rolling it out across the state, nearly every business can have a QR code because there's always multiple combinations of those numbers.
Now, you said 1994. That, to me, is pretty much pre-internet as we know it.
It is. So they were rolled out in a Japanese car company over there.
Spare parts, wasn't it? I've heard it was in the spare parts building where they would go and click and collect all the parts before click and collect was a
term. They would all go past the camera at the time and then they knew what parts were meant for what parts of the car. So then QR codes became open standard in 2000. Nothing really happened until Apple actually built the technology into its camera. So that's why if you've got an iPhone at the moment, you're scanning a new QR code, it instantly will open up your MyGovSA or the SA Gov app on there as well, or will allow you to put your name and your phone number in there and get the text message back. A few years ago, Android, if you had an Android phone, you needed an app for it, but now it's all built into there as well.
Away you go. I'm just looking for a QR code. I don't think we've got a single one in the studio.
No, we haven't got a check-in in the studio, unfortunately, Richard. We might have to get that sorted.
I don't think I've ever used one.
You have to run down the pub at lunchtime.
Yeah, well, that'd be a great idea.
I'm always full of good ideas.
Nice day to go to the pub.
Can I just say to people as well, when you are checking in, if you've got the app on your phone, it really cuts it down to a few seconds when you go along and do it and check in because they know it's you straight away. Okay.
Yeah, see, I've been doing the long version, Richard, and I thought that might have been the case where you get your camera app out and it, you know, takes you to the link and you fill in your details and it sends you a text back with the code and then you check in.
Yep.
Which, you know, it doesn't really take that long anyway, but as you said, it would speed it up a lot more if I had the proper app.
It literally does. It literally is click and bother. You can be standing in the bar ordering your first beer and it's all done. So, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Don't want to lose any beer time.
No.
Christmas fast approaching. You've got some more gift suggestions for us this morning.
As we did last week, the Apple HomePod Mini. I've got one of those in my office. $149. You'll have to order them online. Enough sound to fill a room. Really good speaker, I've got to say. The Facebook Portal is another one on there as well. So it's a smart device with Amazon Alexa all built into it. It's got a 10-inch high-definition display, or you can 8-inch high-definition display. So you give this to somebody who really likes Facebook and that you want to talk to them. So you might send it to a relative. Then you can just basically, you know, do video chats with them all the time. Great speakers on there as well, and a really great camera. That starts at $199. You also got the Apple Watch or a Fitbit, probably the only two ones I'd recommend. The Samsung one's all right as far as the watch, but I think the Fitbit and the Apple Watch are a bit more realistic. When it comes to earbuds, the Jabra range, J-A-B-R-A, a really good solid earbuds out there, along with the Apple AirPods as well. And Bluetooth speakers are always good at this time of year for Christmas. The ones I really like are the Logitech UE Booms because they're waterproof, and we know that sometimes speakers might fall in the pool over summer. And very quickly overnight, Apple released a great idea for Christmas if you've got a lot of money, the AirPods Max, which are over-the-ear AirPods for them. They cost, they start at an eye-watering $899.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Jeez, how that money to spend on a... Yeah, anyway, all right. So, yeah,
the sound out... sounds probably magnificent, but they're released on December 15th, but I didn't expect it. Yeah, that's a huge price.
Yeah, gee whiz. All right. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks for that this morning. You have a great week.